Hello, friends on fire, people, family. We never really came up with a name for our listeners, so I'll just say friends on fire family. I just wanted to thank you for listening to our 200 episodes, or however many of them you may have listened to over the years. They'll still be around for you to listen to and enjoy. But I also wanted to let you know I have officially launched my new podcast, Inside Out Money. And if you want to hear a different group of friends with me talking about money, we have episodes every Monday, and we launched our first 4 episodes this Monday. And I want to throw the trailer to Inside Out Money on this feed as a reminder to go check out Inside Out Money and get a little bit of a listen of what it's all about. Thank you. Welcome to the Inside Out Money Podcast.
Can't even recognize this place. Too many pieces of our past mistakes.
Hi, I'm Maggie, and I believe real change starts from the inside out. So let's work together to improve our money and our lives from the inside out. We will explore all things money and our relationship with it. Join me each week with a rotating set of co-hosts, friends, and interviews. Let's jump in. Hey, welcome. Hi. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Inside Out Money. I am Maggie, and I'm incredibly excited to introduce you to my new podcast, Inside Out Money. I want to take a quick bit to talk about how I got here, what this podcast will be all about, and a little bit about me. I'll start with a very brief info of who I am and why I'm here. I spent the last 3.5 years podcasting with my good friend Mike over at Friends on Fire. If you came over from Friends on Fire, thank you for following me over here. I'm excited to hear your comments and feedback. And if you're new, welcome, and I'm just as excited to hear your feedback. One of the most interesting things about me these days, and perhaps probably one of the things I'm the most proud about besides my kids, is that last year, almost exactly a year ago, at the age of 41, I early retired with my husband, Greg. It was a huge decision and plunge for us. Prior to that, I worked in various management and leadership positions in marketing, e-commerce, and general business for a big hotel company called IHG Hotels and Resorts, and then for the Home Depot before that. I'll get into a little bit more about myself at the end of this podcast, but I really want to start with what Inside Out Money is all about. My goal, my intent, my vision, my hope for Inside Out Money. It starts with Friends on Fire, where I've been podcasting for the last 3.5 years. Ending and retiring the podcast Friends on Fire wasn't my idea or my choice, but I'm also super excited for the future and for this new concept. And I love that with endings come new beginnings. And my new beginning is Inside Out Money, which I'm incredibly excited for. This is a passion project for me. I do this for fun. Also, this is the only episode where you're only going to hear from me. Every other episode will include a co-host, and it will be a rotating set of co-hosts that are all friends of mine. And every now and then, there'll be an interview too. So why is this called Inside Out Money? Ultimately, I can teach you the math of money. Most of us know it. You need to spend less than you make consistently, invest the difference in index funds, and you'll be okay. But that's a lot easier said than done. It's the psychology of money that is so fascinating and so difficult and where most people get hung up. That is why this podcast is called Inside Out Money, because I believe real change starts from the inside out. I want to share a couple of quotes that really bring to life the importance of the psychology of money. First, Ramit Sethi, who's famous from his book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. He also has a new Netflix series called How to Be Rich. He says, most of us don't actually understand why we treat money the way we do. That's where money psychology comes in. Money psychology is about the way you grew up with money and those invisible scripts you absorbed. And once you understand your money psychology, you can master it and you can change it. I 100% agree. Another quote from Morgan Housel's book, The Psychology of Money. Financial success is not a hard science. It's a soft skill where how you behave is more important than what you know. I love that quote. It sums up why this podcast is called Inside Out Money. It's not about the math. It's about the mind, right? And I want to get inside your mind. That sounds kind of creepy. I don't literally want to get inside your mind. I want you to get inside your mind, right? I want you to learn more about yourself and understand how you think about money and why you are the way you are with money, so that you can then transition that to what you do on the outside. Hence the name Inside Out Money. I also want to redefine what wealth really means. Is it a ton of possessions and fancy cars and big houses? Or is it freedom of your time? Shifting your definition of wealth can dramatically change your trajectory in life. And so in this weekly podcast, we're going to take an inside-out approach to our money and our wealth and focus on our mindset, our values, and our beliefs. And we're going to focus on math too and tactical financial advice and tips. Don't worry, that will be there too. But this approach around thinking about it from the inside out, I believe, is critical to achieving true wealth and happiness. And I want to inspire you weekly and bring you actionable tips and resources to improve your personal finances, which I believe will improve all aspects of your life. And I want this to be fun for you. I want me and my friends, or is it my friends and I never know, to be your weekly accountability partners. I want to be along on this journey with you to improve your personal finances, and I want to make it a little bit more fun. People don't always like talking about money. It can be a taboo topic. It's stressful. It's a difficult topic to get into, even with the people you're closest to in life, especially with the people you're closest to in life. But it's possible and you can do it. And I want to do it together. And I want it to be fun and actionable and insightful. And I want you to learn more things about yourself. Speaking of learning more things about yourself, let me tell you a little bit more about me just so you know who you're hearing from, especially if you're new to this podcast. In each of the first episodes with our rotating co-host, you'll hear all about the co-host and learn about them. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm married to my awesome husband, Greg. We have three girls across a blended family. Greg's got two girls. I've got one girl. We were both married for 10 years, pretty young, got divorced, met in a very fascinating way, had so much in common. Didn't even necessarily realize early on we had so much in common financially, but soon learned that also in terms of our goals and ideals and what we wanted in our lives and for our lives. And we met when our kids were really young. Now they are teenagers and almost teenagers. And we've got this awesome blended family. And Greg's awesome. I think I've said that before. Also, Greg will be one of the rotating co-hosts, so you will hear from him often. We love to travel. We actually love to travel so much. The first thing we did after we early retired to celebrate was took our kids on a 6-week trip around Europe, visiting 6 different countries. It was an epic and awesome and exhausting experience. And I wish I could do it every summer. It was amazing. I also love to read, listen to podcasts. I love to volunteer and be involved in my community. I always was when I was working, and I'm doing even more of it now that I'm early retired. I grew up in Atlanta in a very average middle-class household. I actually grew up thinking that everyone around me had so much more than me. And then as I got older, I realized how much I actually had and how much privilege I had compared to many people in my own community and around the world. And it's something I'm very focused on teaching my kids, because they have even more privilege and resources than I had as a kid. And I want them to be aware of that and understand it and appreciate it and use it responsibly. There's so many topics and things I'm interested in and fascinated by. A handful of them are minimalism, stoicism, Buddhism, meditation. Greg and I are both vegan. I love to run. Well, it's funny, I say I love to run. I'm a very active person. I like to be outdoors and hike. I love the feeling after running. I run regularly for fitness, but I don't actually love the process. I just love the way I feel afterwards. I love tiny houses and van life. I could watch videos on that all day long. I'm obsessed with Aldi. I'm sure we'll talk about that more. Love a good spreadsheet. I'm a very organized person. And I'll wrap up with tie-dye. Might seem like an odd topic, but you're going to see a lot of tie-dye incorporated into Inside Out. You'll see it in the logo. It might change over time and evolve, and you'll see different tie-dye throughout the seasons. I've always loved tie-dye. I used to tie-dye a lot with a bunch of my friends, even like when we were younger, but even as we got older. I still tie-dye as a 40-year-old. But tie-dye is something that has always been just something I loved, and it's a little messy and unpredictable, but it's also very creative and unique. And that's how I would describe me, myself, my approach to life, my approach to money. And it makes me think of Inside Out. And so it's why I have tied in, pun intended, the concept of tie-dye to Inside Out. In case you're curious why there's tie-dye, I just thought I'd explain that. And then let me get into a few final wrap-up and closing things. I'd like to give a big shout out and thank you to Clap for Daylight, which is a band that provided our opening and closing music. They put out a few CDs, I don't know, 10, 15, maybe 10 years ago. They're actually made up of a bunch of random friends and personal connections that I've had over the years, from high school to my ex-husband to a good friend that I used to work with who started the band, and a guy who loves our podcast now and I still keep in touch with. I have a lot of cool personal connections to Clap for Daylight, and I always enjoyed their music, and they were kind enough to let me use their music for my intro and outro. And the music you hear is a song of theirs called Round and Round. You can listen to them on Apple Music or Spotify or wherever you listen to music. I'll put a link in the show notes. Thank you so much to Clap for Daylight. We have a website. It's insideoutmoney.org. If you ever need to get in touch or search for different podcast episodes or see what merch we have or whatever, get a tie-dye shirt, stuff, you know, important stuff like that. Okay, as far as the socials, the social media, I don't know what everyone's calling it these days. I am most active on Instagram at InsideOutMoney. I'll put a link in the show notes. Also on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. But like I said, I'm most active and engaged on Instagram. I can only handle so much social media in my life. And you can always get in touch with us through our phone number at 404-981-3370. You can text a message to that number, or you can leave a voicemail at that number. Feel free to send in any questions you have, any comments, any feedback you ever have. And if it's appropriate, I'll play some of them on the air also. Okay, I'm so excited to have you here. I hope this is a podcast that you enjoy and that becomes something you're excited to listen to every week, and that this becomes an important part of your financial journey and your progress in life. And like I said, I hope it's fun for you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm looking forward to continuing to talk to you every week with a rotating set of co-hosts and interviews. And I'm looking forward to us redefining wealth from the inside out. Thank you so much. Bye. See you soon.